Minority, a podcast for youth about the gospel. I'm your host, Jaquel, here with my co-host, pastor, and dad, Sean.
Hi.
Hi, Dad.
Hi.
Hi, can you hear me?
Hi.
The music blasting
in our
headphones right now.
Oh, yeah. Don't worry. It's I forgot I opened and closed, so I will turn that gain down. It's all good, Jaquel.
Well, we'll forgive you because you're still getting used to your fancy
computer. Working out the kinks, my PC.
Yeah,
because I don't go for any of that Apple garbage. I haven't joined the cult.
You know, what's funny about that is I'm like 1 foot in, 1 foot out of the cult.
Oh, no, you're in.
But see, here's, I'm not loyal to Apple at all. I do have a Mac and used to have an iPhone.
You're so disloyal.
It's interesting because I feel like a lot. It is very interesting because a lot of people
check.
I'm not really getting it that much through my headphones. But anyways, a lot of people that are into Apple are passionately into Apple. Like there is no dissuading them. Like they buy only Apple products and they're like an Apple fanatic for life.
They have a problem.
I'm not like that.
No, that's true.
I was just telling you, I think I'll probably buy another Mac, but
what's the matter with you?
I'm not like dead set on it. Anyways,
and you're not dead either.
Hopefully we haven't alienated too many of our Apple-loving listeners.
If you're alienated because you're obsessed with Apple and you have an idolatry problem, that's not for me to worry about.
Well, it
is for me to worry about in some respects.
You know, a way that they can use their Apple love for the good of
Apple
the world.
Love, yes.
Instead of an iTunes.
I mean, they have it right
on their phones, on their computer. It's so easy for them to just whoop. Go over to iTunes, leave us an honest 5-star rating and review.
All right. Well, we hope you've enjoyed this episode.
This has been Age of Minority.
No, not yet. Well, I guess it has.
Already, it has been some.
No.
But not completely. Anyways.
Jaquel, what's going on?
Not too much. I was just about to take a sip of coffee. That was cold.
What's going on?
There was a food thing I waited to tell you about that Joe made.
A foodie. Joe made food?
Yes.
I didn't know that guy know how to make food besides peanut butter sandwiches.
He does. He does.
Really?
Yeah. He's also very good at making cookies as well. He made homemade potato chips. This is where it gets good. He cooked them in bacon grease.
Oh, okay. You got me back.
I brought you back around.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So we had like cooked bacon, and so then he just like sliced up a potato super, super thin.
Yeah.
Put it in the bacon grease, cooked it high heat.
Oh, boy.
Blasted it. Man, it was so good.
Wow, I'm
They're
impressed.
Super crunchy and delicious.
All right. I'm very impressed.
Yeah.
You know what? I got a hold of speaking of potato chips. I did not make these myself.
Yourself.
I didn't make them myself, but a new and improved potato chip. They took a corn chip, Jaquel.
Yes.
A Fritos corn chip, and they made it jalapeno.
Oh.
Jalapeno corn chip. Oh,
it's
mamacita.
Good.
It's delicioso.
You know, a lot of jalapeno flavored things are not that good. I'm just going to say.
It's good.
It's a very artificial. I think the Miss Vicky's jalapeno chips.
Delicious.
Oh, okay. See, I think it's too
delicious,
artificially.
Delicious.
Delicious. Delicious. Everything is delicious.
Everything with jalapeno is delicious. Yeah.
No, see, I enjoy jalapenos, but a lot of jalapeno flavored things I just think are kind of gross. So. Mm.
Oh, okay, that's your problem. I mean, I can't do anything about that. But actual jalapenos are amazing.
Yeah, they are. It's true.
That's good.
Anyway, so what's going on with you?
What's going on with me? Really, not too much. It's been yesterday, day off, and as far as day offs go, it was typical day off.
Nice. So, you had your eggs in the morning.
Eggs, because day off day is eggs day.
Yeah.
Of course, eggs. Breakfast sandwich, as you know, that's my specialty now.
Yes, I just got to sample its deliciousness today.
And it truly was delicious.
It's pretty amazing.
I mean, I make a killer breakfast sandwich.
He does.
But not to brag, although sometimes, you know, if it's true, is it really bragging?
Yes.
I don't know. So anyway, breakfast sandwich and then reading. No, actually, I did like almost nothing.
Wow. That's a good day
off. Until 1 o'clock.
Nice.
I just totally vegged out. I said to Mom, sometimes it's so nice just not to do anything.
Did you watch any Food Network?
No, I didn't even. Did I watch any? I might have watched one Food Network show yesterday, but that was in the evening.
Wow.
So, I mean, basically, my day yesterday was reading, rest, eating, and then some TV in the evening. Hmm. It was glorious.
Classic day
off. It was lovely. It was, everything was great. So
glad to hear it.
Yeah. So as far as how things are going for me, pretty chill.
Pretty chill.
Yeah, pretty chill. Pretty chill. I'm still tripping out this, not only the new computer, but I hadn't updated our recording software for like 4 years.
Yeah, that's
and
so crazy.
It looks totally different. It's just it's tripping me out here as I'm looking. I got this little countdown timer at the bottom. 5 minutes 16 seconds.
Wow.
5 minutes 18 seconds. 5 minutes 19 seconds.
Okay, crazy. Wow. This is so the gripping content our listeners are here for.
But other than that, you know, it's been pretty chill.
Pretty chill.
Yeah.
Well, you know a place that is not chill?
Yeah, I know several places that are not chill.
Yeah, and they pretty much are all under the category of social media.
Yeah. What should we talk about social media?
I mean, it's been a minute. Yes,
it's been a long time. When was our social media episode?
Oh, yeah, I forgot to look. But it was within the first couple months.
You forgot.
Of launching. I think it was within even the first month or two of starting the podcast.
First month
or two. So that's 4.5 years ago.
Mm, well, talk for a minute or so, and I'll look it up.
Now, so we did have our big tech episode a few weeks to months ago. Again, I don't remember when that was.
I don't know when that was either.
But that, you know, that wasn't as specific to, you know, talking about how to engage with social media as Christians. Sort of was, sort of wasn't. Today, we are going back to... Did you find it?
Well, oh yeah. Well, okay. The social media episode, holy moly, Jaquel. December 16th, 2016.
Yeah, I was right. There we go.
2016.
What number was that? Episode like 4?
That was episode 4.
Wow.
Oh, come on. We had to have... Let's see... No, we have not done an actual, I mean, yeah, the big tech one maybe, but holy camoles, that's crazy.
Which is crazy because like our podcast is for young people and social media plays a really big part in young people's lives.
Maybe we'll have to have an episode on social media like once every 4 weeks.
Yes.
I don't know. Anyway, so now I will take credit for this episode.
Please do.
Because
you can take credit for both episodes.
What?
For this and next week's.
Well, this is true, but that for another reason. This one, because I did something a week ago that I think I have only done one other time since I entered the world of social media.
Oh boy. And I mean, that was ages ago.
Back when the dinosaurs roamed the earth. But anyway, I did something that I rarely do. And that is, well, and when I say rarely, like I think maybe one other time. Yeah. And that was I defriended or unfriended. Well. Do you defriend or unfriend? Oh, sorry. I know,
wow.
Jaquel. It's a new computer.
Wow.
I don't
Listen
have my notifications turned off.
I think you unfriend someone.
Okay. So I unfriended somebody.
But the listeners can weigh in if they think differently.
Let's see. How do I turn this thing off?
Wow, we are all over the place today.
Oh,
we
do not disturb. There you go. Do not disturb.
Bring this crazy train
for
into the station.
2 hours. Okay, I'm on DND, Jaquel.
Okay.
DND, do not disturb.
Okay.
Okay, so anyway, I had to unfriend or defriend or whatever. And I, at the time, I thought, you know, I've always had these kind of like unwritten rules about social media and about who to friend and who not to friend and who to follow and all these sorts of things. And I thought, you know what? I am going to put together Sean's rules for Facebook. Now, there's a few things I want to talk about before we get to Sean's rules for Facebook. Mm-hmm. Okay. And the first one is this. And I think this is crucial. I think you've got to understand this. Otherwise, you will. Otherwise, you'd be looking at me and going, wow, how dare you defriend somebody?
How dare you?
How dare you? Like, you'd be looking at me with scorn in your eyes.
I mean, judgment, all the
You'd be
the
staring
things.
Holes through my head. But there's a big difference between a friend and a follower. And likewise, a social media friend is not necessarily the same as a real life friend. So
true.
There's a difference between a friend and a follower, right? So this is going to depend on what social media platform you're on, right? So on Facebook, they're called friends.
Yeah.
On Twitter, they're called followers. What are they called on Instagram?
They're followers.
They're followers.
Yeah.
So, I mean, like... whatever social, I wonder how many social media platforms there are now. I mean, I know of course, there's Gab.
Yeah.
And
Clubhouse.
There's MeWe. Clubhouse?
Yeah.
Oh,
Clubhouse is exclusive right now because you need to be invited by a person on Clubhouse to even get into it.
Oh, and what's Clubhouse's shtick?
So Clubhouse is you join rooms and you can chat. The New York Times hates Clubhouse.
Oh.
Because Clubhouse doesn't
Maybe
like
I
the
like
New
it.
York Times.
Well, I mean, and that's kind of Gab's shtick.
Yeah.
Is that they're more, well, they're conservative. And apparently, I actually think that the owner or the founder or the person who made it is a Christian.
Oh.
I think.
Interesting.
Anyway, so, but yeah, there's, okay, the point
then
is.
Then there's all the biggies.
Yeah, there's lots of social media platforms. And there's a difference between a friend and a follower. And I think this is the key. is that a social media friend is not necessarily the same as a real life friend. Mm-hmm. And so like when it comes to Facebook, I generally only friend with people I know, generally. Not to say I haven't accepted friend requests from people that I don't know personally.
Yeah.
But because, I mean, you know, I am famous because of this podcast.
Oh, my goodness.
So, you know, some people want to follow me that way.
Well, and, you're and also an international speaker.
I'm an
spoken in L.A.,
yeah.
Michigan.
So, but anyway, there. So, but then when it comes to Twitter, I mean, I follow tons of people that I know and I don't know. Yeah. And obviously anybody can follow you on Twitter. You know, you don't have to accept the friend request. Do you have to in Facebook? I should know that.
So Facebook, it also depends what kind of profile you have. So if you
have
an account that is like linked with a page, and then anybody can follow your page and you can post stuff there, because that's what I have. I have my page is attached to my account, so I could post things, you know, to my page and my personal account.
Yeah.
But if it's just your personal account, just like an average Facebook account, no, you have to accept a request from someone.
So that's how I have my Facebook page set up, is that I have to accept it. So I mean, my point here is, be careful how you choose who to follow or friend, mm-hmm. right? I mean, there's all kinds of things that could be said of this. I don't know if you have any thoughts on this, Jaquel, or not, but you do need to be careful who you follow or friend. I mean, some people are out there just bing, bang, bing, bing, bang, bang, follow, and like just want to have the most number of friends and all that kind of stuff. And I'm just saying, no, be careful about that.
Yes, that is a very important word, especially for, you know, the listeners who are spending more time on other platforms like Instagram or Snapchat or TikTok or something like that. You need to be very careful on who you're following, who you're allowing to see your pictures, what you're posting, because there's multiple dimensions here. We're going to talk more about the spiritual component of it, but there's also a safety component of it.
I guess, yeah.
There's just like a practical time usage component of this. Yeah, there's a number of different things, but yeah, I agree.
So be careful how you choose who to follow or friend. And I will say this about this as well. I don't care how many followers you have. Don't care.
Wow.
And you shouldn't either.
Wow. That's a word.
You shouldn't either. It doesn't matter. People are so focused on getting so many followers or so many friends or whatever. It doesn't matter. It's not a status symbol, or it shouldn't be anyway.
I have a question. Can you see how many people like other people's posts on Instagram right now?
I don't. Can I? What do you mean? What does that
mean? So Instagram experimented with taking away in different countries. This is what annoyed me. They did it in different countries, consistently.
Okay.
They don't show the total number of likes on a post for other people.
Okay, yes, I can.
You can see the number of likes?
I'm pretty sure I can, because this is what surprised me. When you said, can you see that? I'm like, I thought to myself, what, you can't?
Yeah, no,
so
I can't.
So for a while I couldn't, but now I think I can again, but I'd have to check.
Yeah, it bothers me a little bit because like other people can see like other number of likes on different people's posts. Okay, it's really not that big of a deal. But anyways, I was just wondering, because that was an interesting thing. I'm sure we talked about it when Instagram chose to do that.
But still, do not get all bent out of shape about how many, and spend your life trying to acquire followers and friends. I mean, it's not, man, there's more important things in life.
In 1,000 years. Are you going to look back?
Nobody's going to care, right?
Yeah.
So be careful how you choose who to follow or friend. Second, I think we need to be intentional about how we use social media. And I almost wish I didn't have to say this, but I do.
Yeah.
You know, you can't just be like, well, this is what I do on social media because this is what I do. Mm-hmm. That's not a good enough answer. And you need to keep in mind, I know we've mentioned this before, but these social media websites are designed to control you.
Yes.
And so as a Christian, you cannot let anything master you. You need to master it. So you need to know, no matter what, and that's one of the reasons why I went off of TikTok. Mm-hmm. Because TikTok, and maybe we did say our last social media episode was way back, but
that's true. But we
I think
do
we covered it on
TikTok, episode,
and TikTok tries to control you too much. In other words, they won't let you control it enough,
mm-hmm.
and which is why I wouldn't be a part of it. Because you need to keep in mind that you need to use social media in a way that benefits you.
Mm-hmm.
You can't let social media use you.
Yes, and if you don't work to use it intentionally, then you will use it poorly.
Mm-hmm.
Like if the whole fail to plan to fail.
Mm-hmm.
If you are not seeking to engage actively with your mind, being disciplined with social media, it it will manipulate you. Like, there are geniuses who, you know, work to make it as addictive as possible. And also, you know, if you're taking your cues from other people on how to use it, you need to be intentional based on how scripture says to, you know, live.
Yeah. So this is where my three rules for friend engagement on Facebook come in. And I mean, like, I think you can apply these almost anywhere. These are specific to Facebook, and I'm going to say some specific Facebook things, but no matter where you are, no matter what social media site you're on, you can apply these things. Okay, so the first one is, if a person posts things which are neither edifying nor encouraging in any way, I unfollow that person. In other words, I don't want to be scanning through a whole bunch of stuff and seeing a whole bunch of stuff. And somebody will say, well, that's not very nice. And it's like, no, I'm using Facebook. And if you're not going to post things that are not helpful to me, that don't encourage me, that don't, you know, end up contributing to me becoming a better Christ follower, then why am I going to want to see the things that you post?
Yeah, and on Facebook, this is not, you're not unfriending them. You're just unfollowing them. Or you can, like, snooze people for 30 days.
Yeah, and that's, so I have a few people that I snooze.
Yeah.
And I just keep snoozing them. And I'm just like, every now and then I snooze, and then, and because it's just like the stuff is just too frustrating or things that aren't helpful. Or, you know, like maybe somebody posts like too many dad jokes or something like that, right? Like, you know, I just don't want to see it. So you snooze it for 30 days, then you snooze back on, and immediately your feed is filled. Okay, snooze them again. But but still, you know, Facebook's algorithm, they decide which stuff they show you from your friends. But you can at least control whose stuff you don't want to see. And so you can unfollow people, and you should unfollow people. Proverbs 14 verse 7 says, leave the presence of a fool, for there you do not meet words of knowledge. So this doesn't mean that you can't follow people that tell jokes and make you laugh. Laughter is good, you know, and all that sort of thing. But the point is that you should unfollow people if it's not being helpful to you.
Yeah, and I think this also, it doesn't mean you can only follow people that you agree with them 100%.
Oh, yes. No, that's it. Never. You never, no, of course
not. But if you're following people that, you know, discourage you, that are causing you to get frustrated, that are causing you to stumble, you don't have to follow them. On Instagram, you can mute them. You can just mute their stories. Like, there are lots of things you can do.
And that's a great point. Like, it's not necessarily about agreeing or disagreeing with the content. It's what content is posted and how it's posted.
Yeah.
Right? Like, I mean, I'm all over interacting with people that disagree with me if they do it in a helpful way.
Yeah.
But there's some people that just don't, which brings me to my second rule.
Yes.
So my first rule is that I will unfollow a person or snooze them if they don't post things that are edifying or encouraging, because I'm using social media to benefit me. But I also use social media to benefit others. Okay. And so if a person engages with my posts in an unhelpful way and they won't be corrected when I respond to their comments, I restrict that person from seeing my posts. Now, that's an interesting thing. I don't think all of the social media platforms have that, but Facebook has that. So that, and a lot of people don't know this, but you can control who sees your post, or rather, you can control who doesn't see your post. When you post something, there's several options concerning who can see your post. The three main ones are, you can set it up so that the public can see it. And that's why I have people saying, hey, how come I can't share your post? Because I don't make them free to the public. Right. Or you can click.
The public has to pay for them.
Exactly. or second, just your friends. Or number three, what is the third one here?
Your friends accept someone.
So then you can click on certain people that you don't want to see your post. And for me, I have like two or three people, or maybe four on this one. And it's just because when they interact with my posts, they don't do it in a helpful way. And I'm a pastor. In case you didn't know, Jaquel, I'm a pastor.
Pastor.
And people are watching how I interact with people. And so I have no problem interacting with people who disagree with me. But when it's people who are unnecessarily being divisive, and they don't interact well, and they won't be corrected, and they're not teachable, and they're just there to cause trouble, I don't have time for that. And so I don't defriend them. I just make it so that they can't see my posts. And I do this because scripture tells me in Proverbs 26, 4 and 5, answer not a fool according to his folly, lest you be like him yourself. So the point is that sometimes you shouldn't argue with a fool. Now, sometimes you should, which is why immediately after that, it says answer a fool according to his folly, lest he be wise in his own eyes. So the point is that sometimes this is necessary and sometimes it isn't.
Yeah. And if you are a young person listening to this, this is something that I would encourage you to talk to your parents about. If there are people that are consistently engaging with you in a, you know, just antagonistic or unhelpful matter. This is something you definitely want to chat with your parents about, the best, you know, rule for engagement for this, because it could be a situation where you need to go a step further than this. But yeah, it's a very useful thing that I think you're very right, Dad. A lot of people don't even know that they can do this.
No. And I mean, I guess there's I guess on Twitter, like, I'm trying to think of what you can do on Twitter or Instagram.
So I'm thinking more like on Instagram, you can make a close friends list.
Oh, right.
And then on your stories, you can make certain stories only available to the people that are on your close friends list.
Yeah, so there are different ways. Twitter is kind of a different beast than lot of them. But anyway, there's ways around that too. But okay, the last rule, and this is one I mentioned before. If the person is not your friend, because hey, we all know just because someone's your Facebook friend, that doesn't mean they're your friend.
That's true.
And for some good reason, you want nothing more to do with that person, unfriend him.
Yeah.
And the reality is that that is something that you have to do sometimes. Mm-hmm. Proverbs 22, 24, and 25 says, the reward for humility and fear of the Lord is riches and honor and life. Thorns and snares are in the way of the crooked. And then it says, whoever guards his soul will keep far from them. Mm. There's people you need to keep away from. Yeah. And again, this goes back to the fact that Facebook friends or social media friends of any kind are not the same as friends in real life.
Yeah.
Now, for me, you need to know this is a last resort because I try to post things that I think will be helpful and encouraging to people in some way, whether it's something theological or whether it's something funny, whether it's just something personal that I think people will benefit from seeing, whether it's food, because again, I think that's something that's encouraging to people. And furthermore, like, I don't want to unfriend people because I'm happy to engage in friendly debate concerning anything I post. Mm-hmm. Anything I post is up for challenge. But sometimes it just must be done.
Yeah.
And so, you know, just don't feel like you're being a bad Christian just because you unfriend somebody. No, maybe you are, but not necessarily.
Yeah. Yeah, no, that's a good word, because I think there is some weird stigma with unfriending people that it's like, the nastiest people would go that far.
I know.
But, I mean, that proverb immediately made me think of Psalm 1 that says, you know, blessed is the person who does not sit in the council of sinners, mm-hmm. nor, like, you know, walk with scoffers. Like, social media, even though you're not with these people in real life, you know, mm-hmm. you're exposing yourself to them, and there is nothing to say that it might not be a very God-honoring thing to remove yourself from the company of some people online.
Yeah. No, as I said, I take that seriously because there's been a few at least, that have unfriended me, and it does hurt.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, there's some people I'm like, good riddance. I can't believe you held on this long. But some other times, like, I saw somebody the other day, I was like, oh, I haven't seen anything for that person on my feed anymore. Yeah. Somebody from seminary, and I clicked on it, I'm like, oh, I'm not that person's friend anymore. No, yeah. I mean, again, I have no problem with that, because maybe he was cleaning up his friend list and he only wanted to have people on there that he interacts with on a regular basis, mm-hmm. or people that are near to him, or he was using Facebook for his good.
Exactly.
And so it's not that, but it's still, it does. Yeah. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So anyway, but don't ever be afraid to do that when necessary, to unfriend somebody.
Yep, very true.
I mean, ultimately, this is as with anything in our lives. We must seek to glorify God with social media. I can't say this enough, that we can't just use the excuse, well, this is the way it's been done, or this is how it works, or, you know, your mom or dad says, well, what are you doing following that person? Oh, that's just how social media works, Mom.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. My Christian faith doesn't inform this. No. This is just, you know, a separate thing.
Yeah, I mean, Paul tells us, whether we eat or drink, you do everything to the glory of God. Because, you know, there was this young lady once. I knew this young lady. And she said that the gospel must transform our entire lives because it changes everything.
Well, I'm sure she's the very first person to ever say that. So.
She was. She should have copyrighted it.
You know, I just want to say something.
She just wants to say something.
We talk about 1 Corinthians 10:31 all the time, right?
That's true.
And I think sometimes we don't really think deeply that Paul is saying whether you eat or drink, like, looking at the examples he uses. Like, think about the first time someone is hearing that. What, like, what I eat to the glory of God? Like, it's a glorious
thing.
Why are we talking about glory and food?
I know.
And it's like, but that is the life for a Christian. So whether you eat or drink or whether you use social media, glory is involved there, because you should be working to use this for, you know, for the kingdom.
Yeah, that is crazy. I mean, eating and drinking got to be the two most mundane things.
Exactly.
Like, what I always think about is that people, like, are like, well, it doesn't really matter what kind of toothpaste you buy. And it's like, Eating and drinking is pretty mundane, exactly. And that is for the glory of God. So I think toothpaste counts.
Yeah.
It's like, whatever you do, Paul says, that is absolutely, absolutely inclusive of everything. So,
yeah.
Wow.
So there you go. Social media, use it for the glory of God.
Yeah, which I'm sure there's some ways that you could use it for the glory of God by like recommending great podcasts,
exactly.
For example, like, getting your friends to leave us great reviews.
Yeah, sharing links to ageofminority.com, following
right.
good accounts,
exactly.
You know, like Age of Minority on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, going over to iTunes, leaving us an honest 5-star rating and review. There you go. What more do you want?
Well, hopefully all my new computer quirks will be worked out by next week's episode. But until then, Jaquel.
This has been Age of Minority.